They've been in service here this morning, and they said the numbers were good. A lot of people came to it, so we're thankful for that. And we got to move right along this morning because Brother Pritchard is going to teach for us, and he has to be finished by 10:30, so he's going to have to really get with it. I'll try to get through this and get out of the way. We have a couple of announcements. The VBS volunteer forms, if you're signing up for Vacation Bible School, are due. So if you have those, please turn them in. They need those so they can make their plans. Also, Thursday, April 13th, Ladies Bible Study. Saturday, April the 15th, Ladies Activity at Into the Fire. And that don't sound safe. That sounds like something that might be a little dangerous, but I'm sure that it's okay. Also, we're looking forward to our revival with Dr. Joe Arthur and the Epley Family Singers. And Quilting Circle meeting on Saturday, April the 22nd. And for the rest of this, y'all can read in your bulletin. I would like to say this morning that I've had the opportunity this week to speak with a few of the folks, and we need to remember them in prayer. There's a lot of people that need prayer. We understand that Brother Marty is sick this morning. He was going to teach, but he got sick, and so he couldn't do that. So we need to remember Marty in prayer. Also, I talked with Randy Scalf yesterday, and Randy has been in the hospital. He told me he talked to you too, Brother Joe. And, you know, we need to remember him in prayer. He's got some heart disease and some other things that is working on him. And also, as you know, Pat, his wife, is sick. So we need to remember that family in prayer. Also, Brother Bob Daniels is still in the hospital, as far as I know. And he is maybe going to be there this week also. Miss Judy Whitson got to come home, and she's supposed to maybe start some treatments on the first of the week, so we need to keep her lifted up in prayer. And Mickey, I thought I saw him this morning. Maybe I didn't, but I thought I did. But we need to remember Mickey also. So, is anybody got any special requests over here on my left? In the center section? Does anybody have a special request? Okay, on my right over here? Okay, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And again, I'll say that it's so wonderful to be Easter, to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, God, with hearts that are filled with joy. Joy that you did arise from the grave. Lord, you rose up. Lord, you had shed your precious blood for our sins. And God, we thank you for that. Lord, we'd have no hope had you not done that. And we just praise your name this morning for who you are, what you've done, and what you're going to do. Lord, we pray for Brother Pritchard as he comes this morning to teach. And then, Lord, just give him those words that you'd have us to hear. We also, Lord, pray for the coming service at 11 o'clock. Lord, may you be with Pastor Herbman as he delivers that message, Lord. If it be your will this morning, Lord, that someone here that don't know you, God, we pray that you will work in their hearts. God, the Holy Spirit would show them their need. And Father, they would accept you today. Lord, we bring all these requests to you that we talked about. Lord, people's hurting. We pray, dear Lord, that you'll touch them, Lord, and minister to them as only you can. Thank you now for this privilege today, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jenkins. God bless you. Amen. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Good to see you, and a privilege to be able to fill in for Brother Mullins this morning. And, you know, I'm with the ARM program of BIMI, and that stands for an assistant relief missionary. So, amen. I'm an assistant relief for Brother Mullins this morning. But praise the Lord for the goodness of God. And boy, it is wonderful to be in the house of the Lord. I had a great friend that went on home to be with the Lord, a great hero of mine, which is was a missionary in Brazil for over 40 years. And I've been a lot of services with him, you know, over the years. And so every service that he went into, he would always raise his hand, said, "How many of you is glad to be here?" And, you know, he'd have the whole crowd to raise their hand. And it was just one thing that he always liked to do. Every service he went in, he would always ask folks, you know, "If you're glad to be here, you know, raise your hand." And, you know, I'm glad to be here this morning in the house of the Lord, especially on this wonderful day of the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God that he arose from the dead. Amen. I seen this little thought. It says, "The death of our Lord proves he was fully man. And the resurrection of our Lord proves that he was fully God." You know, Romans 1:4 says that he is declared to be the Son of God by the Spirit and by the resurrection of the dead. So thank God he is the Son of God this morning, and he's no longer in the tomb. He's risen, and I praise the Lord for that. And he proved that by the resurrection of the dead. Other little thought I've seen and brought up is there are over 4,200 world religions in the world, over 4,200 religions in all the world, they say. But there's only one empty tomb. And we're rejoicing this morning for that empty tomb of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad that it's empty. There's only one man who could conquer sin, death, and hell forever. There's only one way to heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord that our Savior came and died and bled for us. But, you know, it started actually before the foundation of the world. But we kind of pick it up in the book of Genesis in chapter number 3, where the Lord said that he would come and he would bruise the seed. The Lord Jesus Christ there in Genesis chapter number 3. Just let me read it. That way I won't misquote it. In chapter number 3, it's a familiar verse that all of you, no doubt, you got it marked or it's in your Bible this morning. In Genesis chapter number 3, in verse 15 says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." So our Lord began to trip, tell us about the trip many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, and after that, we find in the book of Isaiah, another real familiar verse of Scripture, and the Lord Jesus coming to this earth, and we prophesied that he would come, and we find in the Word of God that all the prophecies that aren't fulfilled will be fulfilled because Jesus said they would, and we know that they will. And here's a prophecy 700 years before Jesus Christ came to this earth. Well, that Genesis 3:15 was longer than that, but coming up into the book of Isaiah and chapter number 7 and verse that we all know well, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel." So there, 700 years before the Lord Jesus came, he said he was coming. He said he was coming. There was a purpose and a plan for our Lord Jesus Christ to come into this world. And we're going to celebrate that today by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the capstone. That was the on the plan of God when Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. In Matthew chapter number 1, another real familiar scripture that we know very well, not only did he prophesy in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 that Jesus was coming, and in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, he said that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a child, and he's fulfilling that promise. And then in Matthew chapter number 1, we find the Lord Jesus Christ was born of that virgin. We find Jesus came to this world through a Virgin Mary. And I'm working in Brazil for so many years and working with the people, you know, the religion there is Catholic, Catholicism. And I run into that a lot where they really pray and depend on Mary for their prayers to get answered. But you know, Mary cannot answer prayers. Mary, Jesus, thank God, he's the advocate for you and I. He's the mediator between God and man. It's the man, Christ Jesus. And we find it in Matthew chapter number 1, it says, "Now the birth." Now here it is, after Jesus saying he's coming, after he prophesied that he's coming, and here it is that his birth. He said, "Now the birth," verse 18 of Matthew chapter 1, says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." That is very, very important that we realize that. He was found with child, or she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So this is what I want you to see this morning. It was years ago, he said he was coming. Years ago, 700 years ago, Isaiah said how he would come and how he would be born. And here in Matthew chapter 1, thank God he came. Amen. He came and he was born. But today we're celebrating something just a little different. He lived. And I was reading the other day, the first words that our Lord recorded, first words that the Holy Spirit put on paper. Now the Lord, he spoke a lot. I mean, even if the world can't even contain the books, right, that should be written about him. But when he first spoke, if some of you are remembering, remember when he says he was 12 years old? Remember when he was 12 years old First time he spoke and is recorded in the Word of God. It says, you know, we've looked for you. Mary and Joseph said, we've been looking for you. And you remember the words that Jesus said? Jesus said, wist thee not that I must be about my Father's business? First time he spoke. And I was digging in the other day and found out, Brother Jenkins, the last time he spoke. The first time he spoke, he said, wist thee not that I must be about my Father's business. And in John chapter 19, when he was on the cross, the last words that our Savior spoke, all of you know, right? It is finished. Wist thee not that I must be about my Father's business? It is finished. And the Bible says in chapter 27 of the book of Matthew that after he cried and exclaimed, I want you to go there with me just for a few moments, okay? I'm a long-winded preacher, but I will stop, okay? I will stop. But anyway, we want you to see a few things this morning. Not only the trip that he made to this earth, but also the torture and the tragedy that he went through while he was on this earth. When he started his ministry, we find in the Word of God that he came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, he said in John 6:38, but the will of him that sent me. Galatians 4:4 says that in the fullness of time, he came, born into this world, born under the law, to redeem them which were under the law. 1 Timothy 1:15 tells us, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Not only did he make the trip, but he had a purpose. He had a plan to come to this world. And we rejoice in that. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Those verses are still real today, aren't they? Luke 19:10 tells us, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. 1 John 3:16, I got down here, I need to read this. 1 John 3:16, I've always thought those two verses was interesting. John 3:16 says God so loved the world. And 1 John 3:16 tells us this, whereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. That's how you perceive the love of God. That's how you understand God's love, that he laid down his life for us. But the verse continues on and says, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So he came. He came to die. The Bible talks about in chapter 27 of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 27, we have just those first few verses. Christ is delivered into the hands of the Gentiles. In the first few verses of chapter 27, we find that Judas testified. The Bible says that Judas, when he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple, and the Bible says he went back and he said, I am innocent of this blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was on his hands. He was innocent, he said. It repented him. Judas, which verse 3 says, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. So the first part of this is talking about Judas. The second part of it is talking about his appearance before this, Roman governor, Pilate. They interrogated him in verses 11 down through verse 26. They interrogated the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing him before Pilate and the governor, and mocked him, made fun of him. And even Pilate recognized that he was innocent. Even Pilate recognized. He said, he washed his hands because he knew that Jesus Christ was innocent. There was nothing to bring against him. There was no charges. There were some false charges brought against him, that he said that if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it again. And that's exactly what he did. That's what we're celebrating this morning, that our Lord Jesus Christ raised from the dead. So it's got a lot in this chapter. Barabbas, of course, you know, he said, who am I going to release to you, Jesus or Barabbas? And they said, Barabbas. And even Pilate's wife had a dream and told Pilate, said, you know, I suffered many things today in a dream. I don't know if you ought not, this is innocent. This is an innocent person. And Pilate tried to release him, but there was no avail. I often thought about that. I wonder why that she came and told him, or sent word. She didn't come herself. She sent word and told Pilate not to have anything to do with this innocent person. And then they released unto them Jesus Christ. Look at verse 26. It says, and they released, then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. When they had scourged him, means to whip publicly. It means to punish. It means to suffer. They talk about that whip that they used to literally rip apart the back of our Lord and Savior. I know there's portrays of it, but I don't think anyone could ever portray what our Lord suffered. Bible said he was bruised for our iniquities. Bible says he was chastened for us. Here the Bible says that Pilate, they scourged him, delivered him to be crucified. The suffering of our Lord, the tragedy, the torment that he went through when he got here to die in our stead. They on down, verse 28, they stripped him, the soldiers, they stripped him, making fun, mocking him. Verse 29, they put a crown of thorns and put it up on his head, and a reed in his hand, and they mocked and made fun of him. They spat upon him, verse 30. They smote him with their hands. Chapter 19 of John tells us the same thing. Go down to verse 35, it says, and they crucified him and parted his garment and cast in lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garment among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down there, they watched him. Or sitting down, they watched him there. Our Lord Jesus Christ suffered, was tortured. But there's a triumph that I want to talk to you just for a moment. A triumph that took place is what we're celebrating today, is a resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God he arose. The victory, the greatest victory or achievement, was a triumph when our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. I want to read chapter 28, just a few verses in chapter number 28 of Matthew. At the end of the Sabbath, it began to draw toward the first day of the week. Came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came down, rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. and for fear of the keepers, and for fear of him, the keepers did quake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I say that I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place that our Lord, where our Lord lay. He's risen. Amen. That's what we're here this morning, because of the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. When he rose from the dead, it brought the gospel message to you and I. When he rose from the dead, we could proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The triumph when he rose from the dead. He's not here. He's risen. And like when I opened up, the death proves he was fully man. But the resurrection proves he was fully God. He rose from the dead. The resurrection declares him to be the Son of God. The resurrection delivers to you and I the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he was offended. He was delivered for our offenses, and he was raised again for our justification. He was delivered for us. Thank God. And through that delivery, it brought the gospel to you and I, that we can proclaim the truth that Jesus Christ is not dead, not in a tomb. He rose from the dead. He's not here. Amen. That's what the angel told the lady. Said, he's not here. He's risen. And thank God this morning, I'm excited in my heart that he's alive. He's not in a tomb. He rose from the dead. And I'm so grateful this morning that we celebrate this morning the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate the greatest event, not only his prophecies and his birth, his life where he was, where he suffered, was tormented, but the triumph of a resurrected Savior. Amen. I praise God today that he's alive, and he's alive forevermore. And he's coming. He'll be back. Amen. He's coming. And we're looking forward to seeing him. Amen. We're looking forward to seeing the Lord return. We know he's coming. Every word that Jesus ever spoke was the truth. And we know that. And we depend on that truth every day of our lives. Amen. This morning, getting out of bed, and I don't know, I just couldn't sleep real well last night. I got up and just started talking to the Lord early this morning. And I'm glad he's alive. I'm glad, God, you can go to him anytime, and he's always there. So we're not only thinking about the trip that he came and the torture and tragedy that he went through, but thank God we're celebrating a triumph resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord bless you. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to be here and be in the house of the Lord. Filling in, Father, for Brother Mullins, and we pray for him today as he's traveling. No doubt we ask you to bless him and bless Brother Marty, not feeling good as well today, Lord. We pray for him. Pray that, God, that you'd put a special anointing, Lord Jesus, on the 11 o'clock service and the pastor, Lord, Pastor Herman, as he preaches to us. God, help him and bless him and fill him, we pray. Lord, we pray most of all that someone in their hearts today would realize that Jesus Christ died and was buried and that rose again the third day. And if they will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God has raised him from the dead, they can be saved today. And I pray, God, for salvation of souls and all the works been put into this day. We thank you for all the labor that's went forth, Father, to see a triumphant day today. Thank you so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. You're dismissed. Amen.